spring? Is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. That means more comfort and less baggage. Experience how Allbirds is redefining comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com, code SUPER24.
It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
There was a lot of stuff going on Twitter over the weekend. A lot of people, you know, there's always something going on Twitter.
Yeah.
But I felt like there were an abundance of Twitter controversies over this weekend. And one of them was this dude who used to be a football player. His name's Jay Feely. And he posted this photo of his daughter because it's prom season. Mm-hmm. And she was getting picked up by her prom date. You know, she had this pretty dress and her hair was up, and this dude shows up and he's got all this gel in his hair and he's wearing a tuxedo.
Yeah, I saw this photo.
Yeah, it was a cute photo.
Yeah.
Well, what he decided to do was take out his gun and stand between them, take a photo, and then post it online with a caption like, "I hope they have fun on their date, but not too much fun," or something.
Yeah.
And then he put it up there for the world to see. And of course, people went ballistic saying that it was inappropriate and this and that and whatever. And, you know, when I thought back to myself, I go, well, first of all, it's probably a bad idea to put it on Twitter.
Why?
Because people are going to go ballistic.
I mean,
unless you're, you know, you don't care. But yeah. The second thing is, I imagine this is something that happens a lot with young men and young women and their dads.
He's just trying to be funny,
yeah, right?
Like, I don't feel like it was that serious.
Well, a lot of people would disagree with you, Megan. A lot of people were, oh my God, they were up in arms, no pun intended. They were like, this is just inappropriate. What with, like, you're making jokes about guns and teenagers and you're ruining, and, you know, everyone seemed like they were smirking and having a good time in the photo.
Yeah, exactly.
But I feel like this isn't a new joke.
No, definitely not.
Right?
I feel like this is actually a really outdated joke, like, if anything.
Right. Like, of all the dad jokes, I'm going to shoot you if you do something to my daughter, or I'm going to clean my rifle or my shotgun when you come to pick her up.
When you come to pick her up. Yeah. I feel like that's like in movies.
Yeah.
Like, it's like so common.
Like Davy Crockett, when his daughter went on her first date, was probably cleaning his rifle when the dude came over.
Yeah,
and
probably.
He was like, I mean, I don't know, it was a long time ago.
Did they date back then? Davy Crockett?
Like
the 1800s, weren't they trying to just build a house out of wood?
Well, I mean, dating was different. Dating was like, let's go chop some wood, you know, but it was still, but let's do it together, that kind of thing.
Oh.
I imagine there was always dating. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But Megan, did your dad ever like threaten one of your boyfriends when he came to the house for the first time? Or?
No, my dad wasn't really like that, but I mean, maybe he was. I don't remember him being like that.
Right.
But like I can think about like when I went to prom, when I was in 10th grade, I went to a prom with a senior.
Uh-oh.
So like, I don't know, maybe my dad was a little bit like, but like, I don't remember it being like a big thing.
He wasn't like holding a baseball bat when the guy came to the door, like, you know, no. Was his name Al Capone in The Untouchables?
No, I honestly don't think like, I've never had like a guy like come ring the doorbell and be like, here to pick up your daughter. Like we would like meet up as groups of friends.
Right.
Like I never had like that one-on-one like. Coming to pick, you know.
So you basically
like that's like not as common anymore.
Basically, what you did was you cheated your dad out of a very
I
important
so,
rite
yeah.
of passage.
We all met at a different person's house, and my dad wasn't there. So.
Like, I really look forward to my daughter starting to date, just so I can threaten her boyfriends when they come to the door.
Yeah,
like I don't have a gun, but I'll go out and buy one, pretend to clean it, and then when they leave, I'll just take it back
do
to the store.
Do people still do that though? Like pick up like a date and then like go
for the prom? I would hope so.
I don't know. Well, maybe for the prom, but like I just mean like in general. Like,
I don't know. Savannah, did your dad ever threaten one of your dates?
Not with a gun, but with like force of he would hurt them.
Wait, what?
He wasn't.
Well, like just punch him in the face or something, right?
Yeah, or like your car would not be safe to drive in afterwards if you didn't
treat see, that's
me
good.
Right. Like those kind of things.
Yeah.
Put a nail
like,
in the tire.
Yeah, or like cut your brakes.
I can
or,
cut
like,
your brakes,
you know,
yeah.
Not really saying it, but definitely implying it.
I got it.
Yeah.
Right, like no Jackie Chan wouldn't be cleaning his gun. He'd just be, you know, he'd come out in his like black belt and he'd break some boards and stuff. And be
right,
like,
yeah. And just be like, just so you know, I can do this.
Right. Yeah. See this board? This will be your face.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
kind
my
of thing.
Dad like fishes a lot, so he was probably like working like with like fishing knives and like things.
Oh,
like,
fishing. Okay, all right.
I was like, is he going to fish him?
I'm going to pick you up in this net. And I don't know. I guess fillet you. That'd be a thing. 340-9595. Anyone, did your dad ever threaten one of your dates? Or if you're a dad, did you ever threaten one of your daughter's dates with, you know, some kind of gun violence or other physical harm? Hey, Jose, what happened to you?
It wasn't really a threat. It was more more of a, come on into my man cave for a second and let me show you my guns and let me show you the things I've done over the years.
Yeah, that's kind of a threat, though, FYI.
Yeah, that's similar.
So what kind of, so what did you do? You showed him guns?
Yeah, so I do have one or two showpieces, and then I actually have some of the things that I work with, doing private investigations, bodyguard services, armed guard work, prisoner transport. So the young gentleman that she dated, never had an issue with him.
Yeah, I bet.
Because they just didn't date her again.
Right.
They were too scared of her dad.
Secret, yeah, bodyguard. And
there's a lot of things under your belt.
Hey, thanks so much for calling.
That are very scary.
We appreciate it. I know there's some girls, like, depending on what your dad does for a living, like, there's some girls, they're just screwed. They're never going to date anybody.
I mean, that guy had a lot of things going on. Yeah, I would be like...
What does your dad do for a living? Oh, he's a CIA assassin.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to go over there and date the pharmacist's daughter.
Yeah.
Amelia from the North Side. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's your dad do to your boyfriends?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, my dad did the shotgun thing.
Uh-huh.
And then he used to own the top deadliest rep store. So he had this poison snakes out and stuff and feeding them. It was harsh.
Wait a minute. He had poison reptiles?
Yes. He used to own a museum for snakes, the top deadliest ones. And he would always have them at the house. And this night he had them there with the shotgun. I'm just like, it was weird because my father, but he just gives you that look. He knows you're dead meat.
Oh, my God. Scary. Your dad threatened your boyfriends with poisonous snakes. That's even worse than a shotgun.
That is terrifying.
Right. It was terrifying because my poor date was so scared because my dad would handle the snakes. And next to the snakes was a shotgun.
Yeah,
so
I know.
They still did a shotgun. Like, my daughter did her prom, and I was with my daughter at the prom. Downtown, everything, I stayed there. We texted during the prom to make sure she was okay. Because I was like, I'll be darned if anything happens to you.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I'm a mom, so I'm very protective of her.
Right, but you didn't bring poisonous snakes to the prom, just in case, right?
No, I just had mace and a cell phone, you know.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
That'll work.
Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Jennifer from the West Side, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. What'd your dad threaten your boyfriends with?
My dad really never threatened my boyfriends. He threatened my sister's boyfriends. He told them to put the Bible in your lap, and if the Bible starts to raise, you better start praying to the Lord.
What?
That's horrible. That's horrible. I feel like that's not an appropriate thing to do with the Bible.
That is very creepy.
Hey, it worked because nobody ever dared to touch anybody.
No, I bet. Hey, thanks for calling. Ron in Georgia, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How about you, bro?
Good. Good. Did you get threatened by someone's daddy, or did you threaten somebody's son?
I threatened somebody's son.
Okay, good job. What'd you do?
Good job.
Well, he come in, introduced himself. I knew the boy. And I tell him to keep that thing in his pants, and if he don't, I'm going to pull it out of
Oh,
that sounds painful.
That's really horrible. I would probably have called the cops at that point if I were him. But hey, thanks so much for calling, Ron. We appreciate it. That's how we do it in Georgia. Tell you what,
that sounds like a process.
It really
he must
is.
Be very skilled.
Really is. That's something you need to work on.
Yeah, definitely.
That's going to involve
that's not a one and done kind of thing.
No, I mean you're probably going to need like a second set of hands for that. Some really specific equipment.
Call some backup.
Hey, Jim from Mayport. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, good. What'd you do to your daughter's boyfriend?
They would come and she knew the routine. They would go out back behind the house. We'd sit by the stream on a bench. I'd have a shovel in my hand. And I'd just tell them, you ever do anything to hurt my daughter? In the river you go, and I have no problem going to prison the rest of my life.
In the river you go.
Wait, is this the St. John's River? What river are we talking about?
Oh, no, I used to live up north.
Oh, okay, all right. Perfect.
Does it really matter which river, Mark?
Well, you know.
They seen the shovel, and they always just ask, what's the shovel for?
Yeah.
Right.
You know? Well, yeah, what was the shovel for if you're dumping them in the river?
You
just
kill him.
Knock him over the head to knock him out.
All right, yeah. Got it. Okay,
come
all right,
on,
so,
Mark. Have you watched any movies?
Sorry, Megan. Megan's like, duh. It's just hit him over the head so he's unconscious. And then when you throw him in the water, he drowns.
Yeah.
Well, I got rid of two like that, so.
Okay. Wait, you threw two in the river?
Wait, what?
No, they never come back.
Oh, okay. All right.
I was like,
you don't ixnay on the murder.
This is not true confessions.
Hey, thanks so much. Thanks so much for calling. Dakota, how are you?
I am alive.
You are alive. Well, that's step one. Congratulations. What'd your dad do to your boyfriends?
Well, this whole story, it's kind of common, but I mean,
during my prom time, everybody kind of met at the house. Let me tell you, my father is in a motorcycle group, and he had no problem calling his buddies as I was getting ready, and I could hear the motorcycles outside before I got there. You want to talk about scared? The look on his face, I wanted to run and hide. We got home early from prom. All his buddies were out there, though, when we left and when we got there. All of them had their firearms on them. It was not a typical prom. I didn't even get dinner.
No. Oh, my God. That's another thing that, like, it's so embarrassing. Like, the dads don't, like, care about that.
By the way, I like how you call it a motorcycle group and not a biker gang, which is basically...
I mean, same idea. Yeah. She's not wrong. But it's
a motorcycle group.
Vocabulary that I use down here.
You probably want to. Hey, thanks so much. Thanks so much for calling. He's in a motorcycle club. Haley from St. Augustine, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys this morning?
Great, Haley. What'd your dad do when your boyfriends came over?
My dad had an extremely extensive gun and knife collection. Mm-hmm. And when I would bring one of my potential suitors over, he would showcase them for the boy. And as we were leaving, he would toss the guy a bullet and say, if you mess with my daughter, the next one's going to come a whole lot faster.
That's a good line.
Wow.
That's a good line. Hey, buddy, toss him a bullet. Next one's going to come a whole lot faster. I like it. I like that one.
Oh,
I'm going to remember that one. That way, and that's great because you know what? You don't even need a gun at that point. You just go buy a box of bullets.
Exactly.
And just throw them at boys as they walk in the house.
That is true. You can bypass the actual owning of a gun.
Yeah, exactly right.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app. Spring, is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the new Superlight Collection. The lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. That means more comfort and less baggage. Experience how Allbirds is redefining comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com, code SUPER24.